Hello, Andrew Richardson here, and welcome to this introductory audio of my Clearing Patterns series. I have a high ambition for you in these audios, that with these five clearing pattern audios, you will have the tools you need to clear away a large swathe of your largely unconscious emotional responses and strategies that are no longer serving you, and so keeping you vulnerable to a life that you cannot get to work for you, and so vulnerable to depression. You may have to listen to them a number of times, but they could yield great benefits for you. Now, these five audios, this introduction, metaphors, growing up, narrative reframing, and learned behaviors capture the essence of what I find really helps my clients when we are at this clearing pattern stage in our therapy work together. But it is essential that you have worked through the previous stages of my depression recovery program first. I cannot stress that enough. So you will have listened to and worked through the hope and firefighting stage, and you will have noted the extent to which this has helped you to lift your mood and reframe and calm you. Second, most of you will then have found my trauma release program helpful. That is an understatement, I hope. Transforming might be a better word. That you have found and cleared powerful traumatic memories, and that you are well aware of the release and relief that this has given you. And you have also become familiar with the Relax suite of audios to find those that are now really helping you to develop your capacity to relax and be calmer. I normally recommend that you go to this after trauma release, as if you are living with trauma, then relaxation tools can be just too hard work. But perhaps you did go to the Relax audios and bypassed trauma release because your judgment was, following the questionnaire, that these did not apply to you. No matter. The important thing is that you are feeling better now than before you began this program. And so to clearing patterns. In this series, we are looking to identify and clear emotional patterns that are less powerful than trauma, but are nonetheless leading you away from a life that will work for you. It might have been, of course, that there were no powerful, strong trauma memories that needed to be released first. But it is important that you will have tested this first before coming here, because trauma release should be undertaken before clearing patterns. Finally, it is possible that you've come to these series of clearing pattern audios from the action series of audios, which for most of you are the next step after clearing patterns. The action audios set goals so you can undertake action and change in order to get your life working better. But while working through these, you may well have discovered that there are barriers to the action you need to take. You may have identified certain emotional patterns, so you have come now to clearing patterns before returning to the action set again. In this introduction, we will be doing three things. The first is to be reminded just how important emotion is in driving patterns and responses, whether they are working healthily or whether some changes are needed, and to appreciate that these emotional responses are actually much more important than the thoughts we have or even the values we live by, because it is the emotions that are the activating agent, that are the fuel that drives the life we lead. And when you are lost in a terrible depression, it is your emotions that are out of control, and this is utterly exhausting. And the traumas that can lead you to depression are themselves just high levels and crude emotional responses. And as part of this lesson in basic human psychology around the power of emotions, you can also appreciate just why trance states are the vital tool or platform on which emotional patterns can be improved and changed. And the second is to teach you the essential tool that you will need, the effect bridge, in order that you may discover for yourself the emotional patterns that are not working for you, and so you can do something about it. The third stage is to introduce you to the four other audios of this series: metaphors, growing up, narrative reframing, and learned behaviors. So let's first of all review what we understand about emotions. Now, there is a large body of opinion that believes that thoughts are the really important driver of a successful or unsuccessful life. That we have a thought, such as I'm inadequate and pathetic, and any good therapy is about challenging this thought and exposing it for the simplified falsehood that it clearly is. This is cognitive therapy, which focuses on the black and white thinking that pretty well all depressed individuals engage in. For example, I am stupid, it's all my fault, I will never escape from this, and so on and so on. And then challenging it. Well, this is not the approach you will find here. Emotions come first. And so if our mind is full of exhausted ruminations, then this will inevitably lead to simplified black and white thoughts. But it is the emotion that comes first, because it is the emotion that is the activator and primer of action, and it is the emotion that drives the action and leads to a life that either works or doesn't work. And so we have to work on that emotion if it is not working. Emotions are the fuel that drives action. That is the key point. And having understood that human beings are living entities that spend their existence in taking action to get essential needs met, it is the emotion that flows and courses within us that is the energy that drives that action. And as we have said before, emotions can be thought of as an information system that transmits signals to our action centers so we can respond to what we find in the environment, or as potentially subtle and sophisticated sensors that connects us to our processing system that takes us in what needs to be in order to make sense of what is happening out there. And it all works by pattern matching. That is metaphorical pattern matching. We all understand the infinite variety of the world by seeing it as if it is like something else. And this like is stored as a pattern in our unconscious memory bank. And as we make a connection with this pattern, an emotion will arise to communicate to us, intuitively if you like, so that we can make sense of it and, if necessary, act on it. And the crucial part of pattern matching is that all matching is tagged by an emotion. And in the case of trauma, this tagging is crude and strong, such that it overwhelms us. And thus the whole purpose of this series of Clearing Pattern Audios is to find the pattern matches that are not working for you and then to clear them. And we clear them in the trance state, which is why relaxation and rehearsal is such a big part of this depression recovery program. The trance state is a state of focus and an essential capacity that we use every day. It is the platform on which all learning and imagination takes place, and where we will find these pattern matches that need to change. So you now need to ask yourself, do my typical emotional responses give me the confidence and control I need to live a life where my essential needs can be met? And how can I find the origin of these emotional responses which are not helping me? The answer is that you use the Effect Bridge tool. And in all the other Clearing Pattern audios, that's metaphors, growing up, narrative reframing, and learned behaviors, I will lead you through an appropriate Effect Bridge so you can discover where these unwelcome emotions come from. The basic effect bridge works by activating an emotion now, by playing through a recent experience when it was strong, and then in a relaxed state going back on a timeline thread, back and back to see if there are memories somewhere there with the same feeling as now. You may therefore find it useful to keep a mood diary for a few days, which means that you note down, or at least you give your attention to, strong emotions and unwelcome behaviours that are arising for no apparent good reason. Persistent thoughts may be part of this too, though this is less important than the emotions that will be animating the thought, or the behaviours, addictive and the like, that just take over even though they are not consciously desired. So when a feeling arises, and now of course you will often be calm enough to recognise it, you can run through an effect bridge exercise very quickly to discover where it might have originated from. You will find this an amazing tool to discover what has previously been hidden, not just trauma memories, but much else. And as you are aware of emotions mainly, but also behaviours, I wonder what might be the questions that you can then ask. One, is there trauma, which are powerful emotions that could be connected to past experiences? Do you get a sense of a link to a past event? Do there appear to be patterns of response that relate to childhood coping strategies? Or are you getting a sense of that bigger story, of how your life has unfolded and there are parts of it that you do not particularly like? Or are there addictive type tendencies around eating, alcohol, substances, behaviours such as gambling and sex, or obsessions? And in this next audio, metaphors, you will gain an understanding and feel for metaphors as you realise that this is the language of your unconscious emotional brain. And then in the growing up audio, we will be focusing on powerful patterns you may have that arose from a difficult time in your childhood, where you develop ways to cope that are still with you long after they need to be. And often these are constructed in childhood from around the age of 6 or 7 up to 13. Then we alight on a strategy then and we stick with it. We have not grown up and it is still persisting unconsciously. And in the fourth audio, narrative reframing, we will be looking at the largest metaphor of all, which is the story you tell yourself of your life. How can it be changed in order to empower you and free you? And then in the final audio, learned behaviours, we will look at your habits of thoughts and actions that are keeping you stuck, and of course of the powerful emotions that are driving them, and then to challenge them and to neutralise them. So let us begin. And do enjoy and be entranced by audio 2 around metaphors. Thank you.